When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day. This week, we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello everyone, it's Will here from the 21st Century Football Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I want to send you over to our social media platforms. Please go and follow us only at 21st Century FB. That's both our username for Twitter and Instagram. And you can also find us on YouTube by searching 21st Century Football. Hit subscribe. And if you've got a mate that likes this sort of thing, don't be rude. Just go and tell him about it and we can all become football friends. Enjoy the episode.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome along to 21st Century Football. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest football players of the last 20 years. Our regular panel of guests will chat about the player's career, his honours and incredible stats. On this episode, we're talking about one of the greatest footballers of all time. It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Scored 61 goals one year, 60 goals another year, scored over 50 many times.
It's a sugar in a daiquiri, Dave. You're mad. He wouldn't sleep.
But with Ronaldo, see his face as you're playing and the aggression. He'd be winning and he'd be still smacking it as hard as he can.
It sound right, boy.
Statman Dave, how are you?
Very, very good.
You must be excited as a Manchester United fan.
I am. I think this is an episode I'm ready for.
And Stephen Tries.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Will.
As a Liverpool fan, is this something with a bit of disdain?
A little bit, yeah. But, you know, I can appreciate the man for what he's become.
We'll kick off the episode like we always do. And I've just got the Wikipedia section out here just to remind us of his talents and give us a little bit of a refresh. So, Cristiano Ronaldo was born on the 5th of Feb 1985. So, he just celebrated his birthday as of recording, Statman.
Great day.
Did you get to see him on his birthday?
Yeah, I wished him happy birthday.
Often considered the best player in the world and widely regarded as one of the greatest players of all time, Ronaldo has won 5 Ballon d'Ors alongside 4 European Golden Shoes.
Ooh.
I feel like they could change the word shoes there.
Yeah, boot.
Boot, yeah, boot would be substantial. He's won 31 major trophies in his career, including 7 league titles, 5 Champions Leagues, 1 European Championship, and 1 UEFA Nations League title.
I was going to say, you got to bring up the Nations League.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, dominant at that tournament. Seriously, dominant. I was lucky enough to be in Porto, and it's one of the displays I've seen of a player just take a game by the scruff of the neck. The game against Switzerland, out of nowhere. And it's because from watching Ronaldo at Manchester United, you know, I was lucky enough to be a season ticket holder when he was at United, watched him later on in his career and still seeing him having such an impact on the international stage.
You just wanted to get in that you'd had a holiday, didn't you?
Well, it was a great holiday. Had a great night out. Went to Primavera Sound. Had a great time.
In 2015, Ronaldo was named the best Portuguese player of all time by the Portuguese Football Federation. Very kind of them. Wow. The following year, he led Portugal to their first triumph in a major tournament, Euro 2016, which I'm sure we'll get into. Times Magazine. Now, this is the big one, guys. On their list of 100 most influential people in the world in 2014, Ronaldo was the first footballer on there, as well as only the third sportsman ever to earn £1 billion in his career.
What?
Big money.
Hasn't he got his own perfume?
He's got everything now, hasn't he? Yeah.
That's why he's got £1 billion.
Underpants. He's got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No, no. I soiled mine this morning. Thanks for bringing it up.
But the big question is, Stephen, is Ronaldo as good as his Wikipedia page?
His Real Madrid years, season after season, ridiculous numbers. Him and Messi were just going off like there was no tomorrow. incredible. And they did they get four Champions Leagues in a row? Something like that with
three
Madrid.
Champions Leagues
three.
In a row. But still it's the cute. First time that any team had retained the Champions League. Yeah. They just did it 3 years in a row. And I think that's the big thing. You know, looking at his career stats at Real Madrid, they're a joke. Scored 61 goals 1 year, 60 goals another year, scored over 50 many times. In the Champions League, he was above 10 in all but two campaigns. It's crazy. It's really crazy, his goal-scoring numbers.
It's one of them things as well. I know it gets said a lot, but I actually don't think we'd really, really appreciate it until, you know, 10 years' time when we're looking back.
You only appreciate something when it's gone, will you?
Oh God, and that's a sad state of the world that we live in, Dave. In this next part of the show, all of us are going to reveal our favourite stat, story or video to do with Ronaldo. But I want to start off with a bloody brilliant story from Patrice Evra. They were good mates. And one day, this is in the word of... I won't do a French accent. No, we'll leave that. We'll park that. They were playing table tennis and Rio beat him. And we were all screaming. And Ronaldo was so upset, Evra explained. Brackets. Turn page. So upset that his response was to order a table tennis table, improve his game and become the best. The story of his life. He trained for 2 weeks at home, came back, beat Rio in front of everyone. That's Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's driven, I'll give him that. You know, and all of us have the space for a table tennis table.
No, it's true.
Also, you know, was he just playing against the other side of the table, like Forrest Gump-esque?
I hope it wasn't
I hope so, because it would have made him more and more angry, right? If he's volleying it against the wall and again and again and again. No wonder he... got absolutely hench.
Yeah. I've just got in a mind like he's got his like 3-year-old son at the other table and he's just absolutely beating him over.
He's a good player as well now.
Who?
His son.
Table
his
tennis
son.
Or football?
Football. He's a baller. For Juve.
One thing that I spoke to John O'Shea about Ronaldo and he said that very early on he used to train his ankles.
Oh yeah.
Weight on his ankles,
Because he just knew he was going to get a kick in.
But also the speed of the step over.
What does that prove?
He did it weighted. So it meant that when he did unweighted, it was faster.
It's flying.
I've got down here, would Ronaldo really be a bad guest at Christmas if he lost? We're talking charades. We're talking you sort of articulate.
I think now he's, you know, he's won a lot of awards. He's done very well. But I still think for the next 5 minutes, he's going to be frosty. Yeah.
But imagine how good that story is, right? You invite Ronaldo for Christmas. Yeah. You smack him up at charades and then you tell all your mates about that. Yeah. That's one hell of a story. Because you probably could do him at charades as well. I don't think he's that type of charades type player. He's more of a... physical sport type.
Especially, I do the. I always go for the film Seven. Very easy to do.
So you're doing the film.
Yeah. Just do that. Seven fingers up.
Tell you what, if there's ever a championship, we'll team up. Yeah. We'll clean up.
And Ronaldo's gonna have egg on his face.
One thing I am thinking here as well is Patrice Evra has told this story as well.
Yeah.
Now Patrice Evra tells a lot of stories.
Libelous will be. He's just filling time.
Yeah, I'm just sort of. I hope it's true, Dave, but. Have you met Patrice?
No, I've not actually. I know people that have met him. Very jovial character. And I think the big thing with that United team, with Patrice, with Ronaldo, they had a great relationship on the left-hand side. And, you know, one of the performances of Cristiano Ronaldo's life was in the Champions League final against Chelsea. And that relationship between the two won United that game. And I think they've had a good relationship on and off the pitch. And I think that's something Ronaldo's had throughout his career. You know, we talk about left-backs behind him. Marcelo, great example of that. Marcelo's game was elevated to just another level because he was with Ronaldo. And we talk about the training and the effort that he puts in. That just must be infectious.
Yeah, well, but would it relate to ping pong in Madrid? Do you think there was the same story?
Potentially. Maybe it was some. I reckon it was another sport. You know, another maybe like crazy golf,
swing ball.
Swing ball.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great game, though, isn't it?
Is it? I think. Sorry, tangent, but I think swim ball is one of them ones you get. First 6 hours, amazing, and then that's never getting filled up again.
But with Ronaldo, you can see his face as you're playing and the aggression, you know. Yeah. He'd be winning and he'd be still smacking it as hard as he
that's
can.
When it comes off.
Yeah, yeah. Love you've that. Won, Cristiano. Look, it's gone around the bottom three times. Stop.
Stephen, you've got a video for us to watch about his best free kicks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a compilation of all his greatest free kicks. A lot in his, you know, his early days. Particularly at United, he really honed that skill of the knuckleball. And
specific free kick, wasn't it? Sort of up and over, but stay. By the end of it, like, keepers would always look at it and be like, oh, I didn't know he was going to do that.
Yeah.
But by the fourth one, maybe David James should be having a look at himself.
I'm not sure. I think that was probably one of the most perfect free kicks I've ever seen.
Yeah,
right,
lovely.
Into the top right corner.
So what is our favourite Cristiano Ronaldo free kick?
That Portsmouth one is very iconic. That's the one that comes to mind. There is another one that's in my head.
Go on.
And it was for Madrid.
Is it real?
I'm not sure. It's over on the left-hand side of the field, as they call it. And I feel like he hits it into the far right of the goal in the top corner. I feel like he just goes like that.
Right.
Might not have happened. Could be any player, to be honest.
Sounds plausible.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I was at the game against Portsmouth. And
oh, yeah.
I'm just behind
a young
it.
Statman Dave.
So we had like seats in the north quadrant, so we could see right behind it, and it just wobbled.
Yeah.
In a sense. One of the best goals I've ever seen live.
That's very one nice. Of them ones you have to get back, switch match of the day on and go,
wow.
Unbelievable.
My head has just fallen off.
One I thought of that sprung to mind was quite a recent one, actually. It was the one for Portugal against Spain. Only because it kept getting repeated because someone put, if golf commentary was over this, and it was...
Was that the 3-3 game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last minute, steps
over. Oh, yeah.
Big moments.
That was good, yeah.
And the thing with Ronaldo, which, you know, we're not going to get into a Ronaldo versus Messi debate.
Because Ronaldo has scored more goals.
But he's played for two more years.
Yeah, exactly. But let's not get into that debate. But obviously he has done it for Portugal in the Euros.
Yeah, I think that he's carried teams. You know, whether it be Man United, Real Madrid, Juventus, Portugal, he is that calibre of player. But similar with Lionel Messi, he carries the team as well. So I like that both players are so gifted and the status of both of them is so high. The thing that obviously Ronaldo's done is done it at a number of different clubs in a number of different leagues, which you could point at Messi staying at Barcelona for his entire career as a question. Whether Messi does come to England at some point for Man City or to Paris will be interesting to see that. But I think for me, the best free kick was the one against Arsenal in the Champions League semi-final. Such a good free kick from
range. Me through it.
So we're talking Man United.
Where on the field is he?
Have a lead in the first leg, so that they've played at Old Trafford. They've given Arsenal one hell of a beating. They go into the second leg, and it's tense. It really is. That Arsenal team was really good. You know, we're talking like prime Cesc Fabregas, a very, very good Arsenal team.
Hang on, but you just named one player there. I'm going to need...
I mean, you don't want to go through the entire thing, because people think I'm lying.
Van Persie, was he there?
I think Van Persie would have been there.
Yeah, why not?
But going back to the free kick, it was at a moment in the game that was very tense. In these big games, the European teams, the English teams were dominating Europe. Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United. They were all very, very good on the break. So first goals in these games, absolutely massive. United win a free kick, right-hand side. Ronaldo, up to the ball.
Jason Park right behind him.
Jason Park giving him some words of wisdom. Look, yeah. Ronnie, just bang it in, mate. Right? just bang it in. Ronnie steps up. We're talking 40 yards out. Absolutely cracks it. Almunia dives, flies into the right side of the goal. Unbelievable free kick. Just from the sheer
Almunia.
Audacity.
Greatest free kick. And then you said Almunia, and that really brought it down a level.
But the audacity to go for goal, it was a crossing position. And he's gone straight for goal, and it's caught Almunia out. His positioning's a little bit off. And flies into the back of the net. But that set up the rest of the game. That set up United to score one of the best counter-attacking goals with Rooney, with Park, ever. And without that free kick...
Evra. No, I'm joking.
Without that free kick, that doesn't happen. So I think consequently you see one of the best counter-attacking goals from seeing one of the best free-kick goals in one performance in the Champions League, in a semi-final.
Yeah.
Big.
I think that's enough about free-kicks, Dave. I believe you've actually got a stat for us.
Many stats.
It's
easy to do stats with Ronaldo. You know, just throw one off the top of their most goals in Champions League knockout games. I think that is a big stat for Ronaldo. But that's not the stat that we've got for you guys. I'm going to have to quickly...
That's just a teaser.
Cristiano Ronaldo has become the record goal scorer in the history of men's football, having netted his 760th goal while sending Juventus into an Italian Super Cup win over Napoli. But it's been disputed by the Czech FA. I think they came out after Ronaldo bagged that goal and they said, we've got some centre forward that scored more goals. Yeah, of course you have, lads. That and Pele, who scores goals in his back garden.
Is it almost like when they do the golden shoe, as it's called, and they have like a... So if you've scored goals in the Eredivisie, I can't even pronounce it. Anyway, it's sort of like times 0.75.
Yeah. So it doesn't have the same like a calculator weight. Yeah. I like that.
No, I think that's a good point. And I think that's why you look at Ronaldo and where he scored his goals. The Champions League is just a big one. With obviously, you know, the stat we gave before about the records, but the season after season after season, you can consider that historic run where Real Madrid won three in a row, but also La Decima as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ronaldo was involved in those years. Ledesma, you know, 12 goals. The rest of the campaigns post that, like we mentioned before, he's got 17, 16, 15. That's crazy numbers. Considering the tournament is 13 games.
Yeah.
He's over a goal a game.
And it's not just 13 games against your Levantes, your Osasunas.
Or your, you know, your FC 20s.
Your Cadices.
Yeah, so true.
It's against the greatest European teams out there.
Yeah, and I think that is the big thing. And there's so many moments of Ronnie of turning up. You know, take you back to that Champions League final with United. Now the goal that he scored was unbelievable. But previously, he'd scored a similar goal against Roma. Out of nowhere, the height that he got on that Paul Scholes cross was just sensational. I think... That is Ronaldo, that he does make these things happen. And Ronaldo's an interesting one because he has transitioned from this like attacking winger at United where he'd drive you, he'd take you on, to just a pure goal scorer. And it's nice to see his development and how he's improved him. We always knew Ronaldo, like the table tennis point is a great example of him gets better and better and better and better. Left foot, right foot, header. Like, he's the perfect player.
How many years do you think he'll go on for from now?
We're just coming off the back of a Super Bowl where Tom Brady's...
Yeah,
that's very true.
43.
Yeah.
I actually think with the, you know, the way modern science is going, we could...
The inhalers.
We could see a Stanley Matthews on our hand.
I reckon 40, easy 40.
Yeah, because he's doing better than he did last season for Juventus this season.
Are we saying 40 peak though? Because, you know, we've had a few, you know, off to LA Galaxy and MLS is coming up, but it's not to the, you know, your calculators would be out there.
Yeah.
Oh, he scored 50 in the MLS.
Yeah. I reckon he could do it in European football till he's 40. And then I think MLS is the, you know, go over there and score 50 goals in a season.
Yeah.
Because it's the brand as well now, isn't it? I mean, we spoke about him being a million. When he went to Juventus, their share price, I think it was doubled or nearly tripled, and it almost paid for himself.
One of my favourite moments with Ronaldo, it was quite recent, was I think it was for Juventus. It was against Atletico Madrid in the knockout stages. And Atletico won the first leg 2-0. Yeah. They were giving it the big un. Little did they know.
Diego was giving it that way.
Yeah. That's classic Diego, though.
I won't actually describe what I just...
Is that Forlan, Simeone, Costa?
You don't know, do you?
Simeone.
All the same.
And then Ronaldo scores a hat-trick in the second leg.
And he gives it him back as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The thrust.
He pushed Simeone over and said, "Have that. Have that, you mug."
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled two birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickov. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
Blackjack sale now on at Currys PC World. Make your home the heart of the entertainment this Christmas. We've got massive savings on our large screen TVs across Sony and JVC. And for better angles and razor sharp details, check out our Samsung QLED and LG OLED ranges. Get in store or online at currys.ie.
Steve, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
You've obviously not had the pleasure of having Messi or Ronaldo at Liverpool. If you could only have one, who would you have and why?
Lionel.
Yeah?
Yeah. just because I think he's, you know, he's got the more assists and goals in less games. He's also a better free kick taker, you'd say, better passer, and he's younger. So he's got that going for him. Ronaldo is fantastic, but I just think Messi has the edge. He's a better dribbler as well.
Dave, obviously you've had Ronaldo there, but same question to you.
I think Ronaldo, if you want to win Champions League trophies, then that's exactly what I'd want for a player. You know, you talk about the most goals in knockout stages, a record scorer in the Champions League, top scorer in six consecutive seasons. He scored the most hat-tricks in a single campaign, three in the 2013-14 season. The oldest hat-tricks, as you mentioned, at 34 and 35. the only player to score in three finals. Like, it's... The point of clutch is Cristiano Ronaldo. Clutch is a big word used in NBA, used in NFL, used in American sports, but he is the clutch player. He is the guy that can come in and just change things.
Yeah.
You mentioned that hat-trick against Atletico Madrid. That's happened many times. That's the thing. There's so many times where we think, wow, Ronaldo has literally just been the best player in his team and just pulled them from a point of nowhere to return. And I think that is why Cristiano Ronaldo, I would prefer him at my club. Because of he's a guarantee to win trophies.
Yeah.
And I think Messi is as well, don't get me wrong. But maybe not as big an impact in Europe. Obviously, the teams are different, the managers are different, and X, Y, and Z. And, you know, would Messi probably win the same as Ronaldo if they switched positions? Yeah. But Ronaldo's kind of done it, and we've seen him do that. We've not speculating with Lionel Messi.
Yeah. I feel like Ronaldo, if you look at the Juve team now, we know that Barca's not quite where they are. But the Juve team isn't as strong as, you know, you'd think. No. Ronaldo is doing amazingly. Mm-hmm. And the midfield he's got is okay, but it's not the likes of Madrid where it was incredible. All stars everywhere. It's a nice team, but Ronaldo's playing out of his skin.
We've mentioned a few iconic moments so far, but I wanted to have a go round. Dave, what is the most iconic Cristiano Ronaldo moment for you?
There is too many. From a United perspective, the goal against Porto. Whoa, like that's one of the best goals we've seen in the Champions League. 40 odd yards out, smashing it into the top right. You talk about the header against Roma. Talk about the header against Chelsea.
What about the bicycle kick against Juve?
Exactly.
Yeah, Champions League final.
Massive, massive moments. And I think that's the thing, that there is so many iconic moments. If I'm going to pick one from a United fan perspective, it's probably that final. I don't think we obviously remember Ronaldo for the goal, but I went back and I looked at it from a stats perspective. He had more touches than any other player on the pitch. That's usually what a central midfielder have. He was playing wide right, wide left. Like, that level of, you know, influence on a game from that type of player is just unprecedented. And I think that is, for me, that was his pinnacle performance that I've seen as a United fan. The Madrid stuff obviously is very, very different. And he still has, you know, a massive range of... And arguably he was a better player at Madrid.
Yeah.
Because he's getting a bit older and he's coming to his peak. But I preferred the Ronaldo at United because he was a little bit more of a spark.
Got you.
That you'd give him the ball and he would go and do something. Whereas Madrid, it was more, you know, Cruz, Casemiro, Modric controlling things. You know, getting it to Ronnie, Ronnie would do something. And then you had, like, Marcelo creating, let's say. I think that Ronaldo at United was a little bit more complete in a sense of more of a winger.
Right.
A bit nippier, a little bit younger.
I was going to throw a little spanner in the works. I was going to do a whole tournament. And for him to win Euro 2016 with Portugal, you speak about Juventus and lifting teams up.
Yeah.
To think Eder won Portugal a European title.
Yeah.
I mean, that just says a lot for Ronnie.
I thought France would have that tournament. But Pepe, Bruno Alves. Yeah, it's not the best team at all.
No.
Far from it.
And
they drew a lot of games, didn't they? But Ronaldo would get
stages.
The goal. He'd,
and then there's that like quote as well when they get to a penalty shootout in the quarterfinal, I think, against Poland. And he's like grabs Matinho and he's like, you take one. Gets injured in the final, effectively becomes the manager.
Inspirational, John Terry-esque.
Yeah. Weird place to go. Steve, what's your most iconic moment?
The Atletico Madrid game, because they're so hard to break down. A 2-0 lead as well. The odds of winning that are ridiculous. And he almost has like the Michael Jordan element where he just goes, no, we're getting through here. And that's... In football, especially in this 21st century, that is one of the hardest teams to break down, Atletico Madrid. And he's done it. pretty much by himself.
Right, gents, it's time to get to our rating. On every episode of 21st Century Football, we don't just finish with a simple conclusion. We rate these players in different attributes. So the first one that we always start with is, would you like to go for a pint with them? Out of 10. Steve, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking...
Would you like to go for a pint, just a pint with him?
No.
No?
He's going to be ordering a soda water and judging me for a pint, going, oh, do you need those calories, mate?
Yeah.
He'll be there with his, you know, chicken breast and broccoli. Fatty. We're looking at a 2 out of 10 here.
2 out of 10?
Yeah. Don't want to go for a pint.
You want to hear about your stories?
Nope.
Dave, what are you going for?
I'd go for 10 margaritas. It'd be a long night. we'd go, hit the town together.
Where'd you take him?
You know, I was thinking starting at Walkabout, you know, a real classy establishment. Dave. And then anywhere, really. You know, wherever Cristiano wants to go.
Getting down 42s, but
yeah, that's what I was thinking. 42s, actually. That's a great shout.
Right now,
sticky floor, you know, the usual. I'd give it a 10.
Wow. Would I like to go for a point with him? No. I'm going to go for 4 out of 10. Just, if you're going to have a long night, one-on-one conversation.
Yeah.
I'd worry. How would they do in your five-a-side team? Steve, I'll start with you.
I was speaking to an absolute fool yesterday who said they'd rather have Ronaldo than Messi in the five-a-side team. It's Messi's game, five-a-side. I think it'd be incredible, but I'd say 8 or 9 out of 10. Where should we go?
8.5.
Get the decimals out. Decimal.
My word.
We're having fun here.
I'm gonna go for a 6.
Could I ask a question? Sorry,
yeah,
Will.
Go on. Ask a question.
Are we doing overhead height rule because he's great in the air, but that might reduce his game?
I think 5-a-side is that overhead height rule is in play, so it's got to be on the deck.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to take a number off? I'll let you.
I'll stick with that.
I'm gonna go for 6. Just because there's nothing worse than turning up for 5-a-side and there being a ball hogger.
Oh yeah.
I just can't, and he'd be moaning in your ear. He'd be like, "It's fine. We're all paying to be here, Cristiano. Just calm down." So for that reason, a 5. Dave?
You make a very valid point. I do hate a good ball hogging 5-a-side. My least favourite 5-a-side player.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's got to be Ledesma for me.
Wow.
It has to be. Look, Cristiano Ronaldo is built for, like, as much as other players are, he's strong, he's powerful, he's got about 12 step-overs that he could throw. Like, we're basically on the floor, he's done 2 step-overs and you're dizzy.
I won't go to ground. 5-a-side rules.
Yeah, no slide.
That's a free kick.
We move on to legendary status. Obviously, we spoke about the accolades, the achievements, but Dave, where does he rank for you in legendary status?
It's got to be a 10 as well, I think.
Wow, 10's all around.
You know, one of the greatest of all time.
Steve,
I'm going to knock off a mark just for him, so I'll go 9.
Nice. I'll 21st century. I'll go. I'm going to go 9. Would have been 10 if there'd have been a World Cup.
Yeah. Bottled it. Does that mean Messi doesn't get a 10 then?
Bottled it against North Korea.
Pardon? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
You know, Adair gets a 10 for winning.
Yeah, Adair.
Euro 2016.
Single-handedly pulling Portugal to that title. Right, let me do my workings out. 9.
I think it's going for a drink that's cost him here.
Yeah.
It's that clean.
Why you wouldn't like
that clean living.
He's a billionaire.
Currently, as it stands, your Kubu's above him.
It's a good night out, no matter what.
There's no way he drinks.
No?
No.
Not even a slim line?
A cheeky little vodka soda.
No.
There's no calories.
Yeah, but it's Cristiano. He's thinking about the next game.
Strawberry daiquiri. Zero calories.
Too many people coming around.
There's sugar in a daiquiri, Dave. You're mad.
get a sweetener involved.
He wouldn't sleep.
imagine going out and then lining up the Red Bull, the Jägermeister, the Jäger bombs. Imagine doing Jäger bombs with Cristiano Ronaldo. That'd be amazing.
Right, before we go off into even more fantasy land, I've got the final scores. And Cristiano Ronaldo has scored a 67.5.
A 67.5. That is an absolute travesty. You
unlucky,
two.
Mate.
You're finished in the comments.
I actually don't think
you are fit. The internet is going to break you down.
I actually don't think that's me and Steve. I think Ronaldo needs to have a long hard look at himself.
He does. And I'm sure he does that anyway.
I gave him 30 points. You two were made up for 30. How many? 37.5 between you.
Look, I don't want to go for a drink with him. That's all. He's probably.
Listen, Stephen, you have to go for a drink with him.
If he's coming here, he's going to have Euros on him. You know, that's going to be awful.
Bloody hell.
Oh, I don't have the money for this.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Cristiano Ronaldo, 67.5. That's the episode over. We got to chat about one of the finest footballers of the 21st century. Thank you, Stephen Tries.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Slipman Dave.
Can't believe the score we're going.
You know, we'll come back maybe in a future episode. If you'd like another podcast to listen to, please search for Football Book Club, a club where instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiographies like David Seaman's Safe Hands.
Oh, they're not Seaman hands.
We will see you next time.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
When you find the right home, you want nothing to get in your way. That's why Laya Life offer mortgage protection in minutes. Our fast, straightforward mortgage protection application process is the best way to keep your mortgage moving. No paperwork or medical, just a few simple online questions and you'll get an instant decision. With cover starting at just €2.34 per week. For mortgage protection that's streets ahead, visit leialife.ie.
Insurance provided by IPTQ Life SA. Laya Healthcare Limited, trading as Laya Life and Laya Healthcare, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.